What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about the winter is still lingering on. We're into May, and there's still snow falling in the northern hemisphere. And getting on back to the upper Midwest and Great Lakes states, temperatures were between 8 and 14 degrees below the historical norm. So they got really cold over there. Now, the good news is that the late snow has allowed ski resorts all over the West to remain open. Apparently they're predicting another round of heavy snow in the higher elevations across the West. Winter weather alerts extend from Laramie Range in Wyoming to Big Bear in California. More than a foot of snow is expected to fall, especially in the Rockies of Colorado. So it's still coming down. Snow was reported in Flagstaff and along Mogollon Rim communities. They're calling it a surprising early May dusting. There was another article that went a different way with it. We've seen a lot of these lately where they'll report that there's been this unexpectedly late heavy snow, and then they say it's not that unusual, really. Back in 1842, we got snow this late in the year. But the issue is not whether it's an all-time record snowfall or all-time late snowfall. It's that this totally puts the lie to all the claims by the carbon Nazis that snowfalls were going to be a thing of the past, because we're not seeing the world actually get warmer. And what we're hearing is a lot of nonsense where the carbon Nazis, they're still out there trying to claim that global warming is why the winters are colder, which is complete sheer utter nonsense. Apparently, so much snow has fallen in San Bernardino Mountains, they've called a chain alert. In other words, you have to have chains on your tires, snow chains. That's a lot of snow for that here. Apparently, over in Switzerland, four alpine climbers have died and another five others are in critical condition. They got caught overnight by an unexpected snowstorm. So what's going on here? Well, the carbon Nazis, the cult of global warming, the Goristas, if you will, are out there trying to sell you the idea that Earth is stable, the sun is stable, the only thing that impacts climate is human activity. And that's an absolute falsehood. There is a very small impact of human activity on the climate. It's inevitable. Every life form has a small impact on the climate. But the largest determinant of global temperatures is the sun. And it does not stay constant. And over at the Daily Mail, they've got an article where they're showing an image by cameras on NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory. And it's showing a barren orange globe. No sunspots. Now, if you remember the story of the Maunder Minimum, Maunder was an astronomer who was studying the sun back when the Little Ice Age was paralyzing Europe. And he noted that all during this cooling phase, there was a lack of sunspots on the sun. And he called it the Maunder Minimum. Now, we've only been able to really study the sun scientifically with instrumentation other than filters and telescopes for the last 100 years. And everybody now knows about the 11-year sunspot cycle, the 22-year magnetic cycle, but there are indications of longer cycles that we're just starting to understand. And Russian astronomers have said they see evidence of a 60-year cycle and a 30-year cycle and one that's probably about 120 years, but until we get another 20 years down the road, we don't know. But several of these cycles are coming to the same low point next year. And researchers are saying this photo from NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory is a bit of a surprise because the sunspots are vanishing faster than expected, and the current solar cycle may come to an end sooner than previously thought. And we have been seeing a decline in solar activity for a few years now. and temperatures are getting cooler. It's been unusually cool here in Hawaii. This is the first day where we have normal Hawaii-like temperatures. But that's really what's going on. What determines climate on Earth is solar output and the shape of the Earth's orbit and the orientation of the Earth toward the sun. That's what does it. That is the overwhelming dominant factor in global warming. But the liberals don't want to believe that. They want to believe that they can fix the Earth, that they can save the Earth from all you icky-poo human beings, especially you conservatives. All it takes is money and obedience. That will fix everything. There wasn't really a problem. Climate always changes. It always has. It always will. The problem is that a lot of governments, community, state level, county level, bought into the global warming situation. And when they did their budgets for the year, they would say, well, we don't need quite as much road grid, and maybe we can do with one less snowplow. And so when these heavy winters hit, they got caught off guard. And that's where the harm comes on in. Okay, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Interesting article coming on out of doctors. Hang on, let me get this. DrCircus.com. And basically, they're coming out with this idea that global warming disorder is a serious mental disease. And it's probably tongue-in-cheek, but they're out there saying that the people who are still pushing global warming, they won't listen to the facts. They won't look at the raw data. They just look at their computer models and say, see, the computer models prove this. Computer models can't prove anything. They can simulate the real world, and you can obtain data from it. But if the computer model is flawed, and climatologists have now admitted that the computer models showing intense warming were, in fact, misprogrammed. They overstated the importance of certain aspects. In Great Britain, there was a lawsuit where the courts decided that global warming has the status of a religion because it's a belief structure. It's not really science. Britain also required a disclaimer to be read in every classroom before Al Gore's mockumentary, An Inconvenient Truth, was shown to the class because of all the mistakes that were in there. Now, I'm sure some pharmaceutical company is already cooking up a medication to treat global warming disorder. Actually, ice cubes will do that, I think. Here in Hawaii, we're looking at a situation down on the Big Island. They've had 250 earthquakes recorded in 24 hours and the collapse of one of the crater's floors. And we just had another quake down there, magnitude 5, which is very unusual. And they're thinking there could be a major, major eruption about to happen. And the quakes are running all the way from Kilauea Crater all the way out to the far tip, what's called the Eastern Rift Zone. And the Eastern Rift Zone is rather notorious as the place where the town of what was it named? Well, there was an entire town was wiped off the earth by a lava flow. So things are shaking down there. After the radio show, I'm going to set up my little seismograph and see if I can pick them up. Because especially with a magnitude 5, I think I felt it. I thought it was a truck going by. But that's real serious. Also, a lot of quake nervousness off the coast of Oregon. And they had a 4.0 quake 122 miles off the coast at Bandon. That quake follows two others in the 4 days along the Oregon coast. Saturday, there were 2.3 magnitude. Thursday, 3.8. And the reason people are concerned has to do with a geological structure called the Cascadia Fault System. And if you look at a fault map, you will see the San Andreas, which everybody's afraid of, runs up along the California coast. It goes into the ocean, passes off Oregon. But there off of Oregon, there is another fault system. It's a little box shape. And seismologists are concerned that there's actually more pressure on the Cascadia Fault than there is on the San Andreas, and that a major quake of the Cascadia Fault is probably going to dump a tsunami into cities like Seattle. So everybody's getting a little bit nervous. The earth is shaking like crazy. Over in Yakima, Washington, they're having what is called a slow motion landslide at a place called Rattlesnake Ridge. And it basically involves a 20-acre chunk of the mountainside, roughly 4 million cubic yards of rock. Now, it started sliding slowly down the hill. And right now, it's going 2.5 inches a day. The problem is, at any time, it could speed up. Now, what turns a slow landslide into a fast landslide is when air starts to get trapped under that leading edge and acts as a lubricant. So planet Earth, I think, may be sending us some messages here about how we're behaving. apparently, over in Scotland, they were planning on restarting their Hunterston B nuclear power plant, and they've discovered one of the nuclear reactors has expanding cracks in the core. And they say it's going to delay the restart of this power plant. If you've got cracks in the core and you don't just replace the entire core, then you shouldn't start that thing up, or you're going to run into trouble. Over at Fukushima, they've gotten another radiation-proof robot in there to look at the reactors, and they're still finding all of this melted radioactive debris all over the walls. It's going to be a horrendous cleanup mess to deal with. And both of these reactors, Fukushima and Scotland, are a good argument for looking into the thorium cycle reactors, which don't have the same kind of danger. But the reason the U.S. government likes uranium fission reactors is you get bomb stuff out of them. You get plutonium. Okay, over in Denver, there's an oil refinery. It's called Suncor Energy, and it's been discovered from recent tests. It's been spewing out over 8.5 tons of cyanide gas over the low-income communities that surround it. Notice how these things always happen to the low-income communities, like Flint, Michigan, and the water. And apparently, the refinery is somehow exempt from disclosing their cyanide emissions to the public. But independent tests have shown the output of the gas to be absolutely astronomical. I wonder how many people are feeling sick and don't understand why. According to the Cross Community Coalition director, Candy DeBaca, air quality control officials actually gave the refinery a special permit that allows them to release levels of toxins that surpass recommended levels. This is coming from the air quality officials who are supposed to be protecting the air quality. And instead, they handed this oil refinery a pass saying, yeah, you can put out all this stuff that you want. And it's absurd to think that these officials would do that. But we keep seeing time and time again that these officials that are supposed to be taking care of us are actually aiding the industries that we assume, or we've been told, they're overseeing. We saw that with the Minerals Management Service, which ignored the fact that the manual blowout preventer on the Deepwater Horizon was 4 years overdue for mandatory maintenance. And that blew and jammed and resulted in the Gulf oil disaster. We had the Securities Exchange Commission turned a blind eye to Bernie Madoff with the loot and his little Ponzi scheme, $60 billion gone there. We have a totally unaccountable government that has gone completely fascist, because the definition of fascism is when government authority and corporate interests are aligned together against the general population. And when you see these air quality officials hand this oil refinery permission to exceed the mandated safety levels for emitted toxins, that's fascism at work. Now, over in Great Britain, there's been a 2-year legal battle confirming suspicions that the British police are targeting anti-fracking campaigners under the Counter-Terrorism Prevent Program. So anti-frackers are being treated as domestic extremists like jihadists and neo-Nazis. And there's nothing new there. We saw the same thing back in the 1960s with COINTELPRO, where the FBI, in addition to targeting the anti-war movements and the civil rights movement, they were going after Native Americans. They were going after the early feminists. And we're probably seeing much the same thing here today, where the corporations are saying, we don't want people talking about fracking. Okay, we'll come down on the anti-frackers. We don't want people talking about vaccine safety. All right, we're going to silence them on that. We don't want people talking about GMO safety. We are really getting into George Orwell's dystopian vision. They're already out there attacking our First Amendment right to freedom of speech. They're saying there should be exceptions. And the first exception, of course, is criticism of the government of Israel. They just passed that law in South Carolina. I would hope somebody is going to take that to the Supreme Court. Because the right to freedom of speech is universal and absolute. And the First Amendment was given to us to protect the truth, not to protect the liars. And it seems like that is what's happening today. Okay, if you have a Twitter account, you need to change your password. Apparently, there's been a data compromise over there, and something like 330 million users' login information has been exposed. So you may want to do that. By the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's get a few more phone calls in here to finish out the show with. Over at Spotify, their shares have plunged after its first earnings report reveals it's still losing money despite having 75 million paid subscribers. That's not good. Not good at all. Okay. This is a good one. I'm getting back to some of the other stories that we missed earlier in the day. As you know, over in Syria, Israel is threatening to attack Syria's air defense bases that have the new S-300 missile if one dares to be used against an Israeli plane who's bombing Syria at the time. It's a rather arrogant statement to make. Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman has now asked Russia to stand down in Syria air defenses or they will be attacked too. And we'll be off and running with a major global war. Over at Dick's Sporting Goods, as you know, they took a hit from their customer base for dropping the sporting rifles. Now, apparently, they've started lobbying for gun control. So they've definitely drunk that gun grabber Kool-Aid here. Here's an interesting story about what can happen when you're feeling your oats. Apparently, there was this driver who drove by a red light camera. And there was a sign that said red light photo enforced. And he decided to flip the camera the bird. And that resulted in a SWAT team raiding his home and arresting him and 8 months in prison. That is a little bit of an overreaction, I would say, especially because flipping the bird, I think, would be considered freedom of speech. Amazing. And, of course, everybody's still talking about the fact that Donald Trump, just like Barack Obama, is a warmongering president, and he gets nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Israeli activists are out there saying that Benjamin Netanyahu should get the Nobel Peace Prize. And all three of them getting a Nobel Peace Prize is a joke. More than that, it's an insult. Now, whether Trump will actually win or not, we don't know, because following the firestorm of criticism over Obama's win, the Nobel Peace Prize Committee came on out and said that, yes, tremendous political pressure was brought to bear. I don't think they want to go through that again. We're going to take a break for commercials. Call into the show, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back. Thank you.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take a phone call from Richard in North Carolina. Aloha, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I guess this is kind of a fluff call in a way. I just wanted to call and tell you how much I appreciate the show.
Well, thank you.
I started out on this trek back in 1968 at Kent State when I was a student there with my first wife, and we were very near the National Guard when they shot the students.
Oh, wow. That's got to be a bad memory.
It's a bad memory. One of the girls who was killed, Allison Krauss, was actually a student in a dormitory where I had a university job of doing maintenance, and I used to see her there. And I have to admit, I was a young guy, and I thought she was awfully foxy. But she ended up getting killed, one of the four or so, out way far away because the National Guard shot out over the students who were close by. But anyway, but a lot of things like 9/11 and so forth I was involved with. But I've got to admit that I try to keep track of everything, but I don't keep track anywhere near as how accurately and thoroughly you keep track of everything. So I donate to RBN, and I'm just really glad that you're there. That's all.
Well, thank you. You know, I'd rather be doing something else. I'll be very, very honest. If we had an honest government and a media that reported the truth, you know, I'd shut all of this down and I'd spend what few years I have remaining as Claire's roadie.
That would be a good thing. If only it could happen. I don't think things are going to change for the better, of course.
And unfortunately, I think you're right.
Anyway, so I'll get off the horn and leave you be. So have a good evening.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again. A little update on that story about Fukushima. Apparently, it is so radioactive in reactor number two, they weren't able to send in a robot. What they did is they put a camera on this 50-foot rod and stuck it on in there to get these pictures. And I don't know how they're going to clean that mess up. I really don't. I really don't. It's horrible. It really is. And we have all this nuclear waste piling up and no place to put it. It's another disaster waiting to happen. We're going to take another phone call. Richard in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Or was that Richard? Oh, that was Richard. Okay, I forgot to clear my screen. That's my bad. Too many buttons to push. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so getting on back to the news here. Apparently, customers are going to be forced to hand over an extra 90 pounds a year for gas and electricity from EDF if they choose to pay by check or cash. And that's something that we're probably going to see coming to the U.S. as well. They want you on that direct bank transfer system or the cashless society, and they're going to claim that it costs them money to process the checks, which, yes, it actually does. And it probably costs a lot less to do electronic transfer. But for a lot of people whose income is very unsteady, you know, we want the choice of when the payment gets sent. Now, very early on, if you're my age, you probably remember one of the first online, I guess you could call it, social media platforms was CompuServe, which was started by the H&R Block company to try and make money off their computers outside of tax season. And one of the things it did allow was direct bank payments to your local merchants. But you got to pick when it was going to go on through. And I tried it for a little while, but, you know, I like being able to just write out a check, put in an envelope, stick on a stamp. Yes, I'm an old guy. I'm an old fogey. What can I tell you? Now, a lot of people are getting very concerned about these smart meters. And I know there's been a lot of talk about they're monitoring your home, which supposedly they can do. The radiation from them is bad for you, which taken together with all the other electromagnetic radiation out there is also possibly true. But the real issue for most people is that when they switch over to the smart meters, for some reason their electric bill goes up. And either the meters are not calibrated correctly, or it was just an excuse to charge more for less product. But apparently, this one story here saying it was almost mind-shocking how much the bill went up. Okay, now over in Memphis, one of their utility services had cutoffs near 130,000 last year, and people are saying it was the increase in the bill following the installation of the smart meters that may have led to many of those being disconnected. People are just running right on the edge. They don't have money. And any increase in a bill is going to be a problem. And if you're induced to take one of these smart meters, which is intended to save the power company or water company money by not having to send somebody around to take the meter reading, and your bill goes up, that's going to be a problem for a lot of people. Okay, we're going to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.intelligenceinfo.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, one of the big stinky issues that is circulating around Washington, D.C., is the degree of spying on Donald Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen. And apparently, the FBI was monitoring his calls. Now, originally in the first NBC report on this, they said the FBI listened to the phone calls. Then they updated the story to say the FBI monitored. Personally, I don't know what the difference is. Maybe monitored sounds a little better than listened to, although I think they're basically one and the same. But it does raise an issue of how this deep state, which James Comey said didn't exist and then promptly went on to describe, is a force unto itself. It sees itself as the government now, and it's unanswerable to the president, to the executive branch. They are acting illegally. It's a criminal government. They're acting like a mafia gang. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Oh, okay, because I never heard the swoosh. Hey, I wanted to start off real quick by just asking you, I got a really stiff neck. Should I blame it on Russia and Putin or climate change?
I would say, given the cold winters, blame it on Russia and Putin. I'm blaming Putin for my bad back. It's all his fault.
Okay. Hey, I don't know if you knew this or not, but I installed smart meters here in the Chicagoland area for a company called Commonwealth Edison, which is an excellent corporation.
Okay.
Affiliate through a union subcontractor to ComEd, because ComEd just didn't have enough people. Now, most of the people that lost their jobs that used to go door-to-door and read meters once a month, they were trained on how to put in smart meters. Now, they are not electricians, okay? So I heard some stories last week on RBN on one of the shows. Might have been Deanna Spangola talking about the people that were inadequate at putting in smart meters. You know what? I can agree wholeheartedly. But I am in an apartment complex. I've got approximately 9 inches from the hinge of my back door, 5 meters. And I'll tell you something, too. I noticed my electric go up, too. And in Chicagoland, they had an opt-out option. If you didn't want the smart meter, you just paid an extra $22.50 a month. With the electric rates rising when these things go in, they're paying for that option of the $22.50 a month to opt out. That's as plain and simple. They have taken the American people and they have grabbed them by the ankles and they're shaking them for all the loose change before they go 5G. And I think the smart meters, too much evidence is out there that the smart meters, the grids for like Sprint and Verizon, the cell towers, and the 5-star energy rated appliances, and the cell phones. I mean, there's a lot of connections. It just seem a little bit fuzzy to me. But that's all I wanted to say, and I wanted to hear your comment, and I'll get off the air so the next guy can call in.
Okay, well, we do have multiple lines, so we can have multiple callers here. I had read all these stories about people whose homes were severely damaged because the smart meters were exploding, but it sounds to me like it may just be a case of improper installation. When you realize that the home's entire power goes through that meter, if it isn't wired absolutely correctly, there can definitely be an issue. It's not like wiring a light fixture. Where you're on the good side of the circuit breakers. So that may be an issue. But the idea that they're hiring unskilled people to do electrical work on people's homes, that's a very, very scary situation. In terms of the radiation from the devices, it's hard to say that any one device emits radiation that's harmful. There's a lot of people who are out there saying cell phones cause brain cancer. There is no empirical evidence to support that. But I'm concerned about the sum total of electromagnetic radiation we're exposed to. And that's not just the cell phone. It's the Wi-Fi. It's police radio, citizens band, ham radio, TV, over-the-air signals, over-the-air radio signals, VHS walkie-talkie communications, radars. We got a lot of radars here in Hawaii, and they're very, very powerful. And I think the sum total of that electromagnetic energy may be an issue, and it's something that really ought to be studied, I think, and dealt with, because but again, we live in a country where the government won't want you to know about the government. For a lot of years tried to hide the link between petroleum products and carcinogens. We've seen companies like Monsanto that will literally bribe politicians to pass laws to prevent GMO labeling. They went to court with California over the probable human carcinogen ruling, fortunately that they lost. But that's apparently the way these CEOs and these politicians think. It's get what I want now, and I don't care what it does to anybody else. And that's probably one of the reasons why the American people are getting so fed up with all that's going on. We are being exploited. As that last caller said, it's like being picked up by the ankles and shaken to get those last few coins out of your pocket. But we're running out of coins. And that's what's really going to trigger the economic downfall. Okay, somebody on the line?
Yeah, I never got cut off, so I'm just listening.
Oh, okay, my mistake. Where was I? The attitude of these politicians seems to be, I want what I want now, and I don't care what it does to the rest of the environment, and again, or the people. And again, that is a hallmark of a fascist government. Mussolini is the one who said fascism ought to be more properly called corporatism because it is the alignment of corporate interest and government authority against the general population. And we're there. We're there. We're seeing all these vaccines made mandatory despite growing evidence that they are harmful. And by the way, now the FDA has been required to honestly list some of the adverse reactions to vaccines on that little package insert that comes with the medication. You can also see it on the FDA's website. The doctor's not going to tell you that, but they now say, yes, this vaccine could supposedly cause autism. And it's all about greed. It's all about pushing product. And when people don't buy the product of their own free will, we're seeing more and more laws to force us to buy things we otherwise would not want, vaccines being one of them. And it really is. I am starting to think that caller earlier in the show was on the right track. We are far too gone to ever recover. We're just going to have to see where this is all going to end up. Is it going to end up in a world war that we're going to lose? Or is the economy going to implode? And more people talking about it's time to basically get rid of the government. And I don't champion that idea because the wrong people always get hurt in those sorts of things here. So anyway, a lot of people are getting very, very nervous over the fact that Trump has sent these Javelin anti-tank missiles to Ukraine. We talked about this yesterday, but we're now starting to see the reaction come in from around the world that this is a dangerous escalation. And the indications are that there's going to be a move in Ukraine this month against the Donbass, and that's going to bring the world closer to a war between U.S. interests and Russian interests. I'm very alarmed about Israel now threatening Russia to stand down their air defense systems. Russia's not going to do that. In fact, I think because of that, Russia is now more likely to target an Israeli warplane. So that is going to flash up into the situation. Why is it that we have these crazy people in such positions of power? I keep coming back to wondering how many of these people are on prescription antidepressants, because they muddle your thinking. And the thinking of most politicians and leaders is already crazy enough to begin with. But I've looked at the poor quality thinking coming out of Washington, D.C., and there has to be an explanation. Is there lead in their water, like in Flint, Michigan? Are they being exposed to other heavy metals like mercury? Is Washington, D.C., turning toxic? You ought to go and look at Washington, D.C. on Google Earth sometimes. The buildings around the mall, the White House and so forth, those are not rendered in 3D. Somebody was concerned that terrorists could use that information for some nefarious purpose. But if you look around, you'll see that our capital city is seriously deteriorated. And I remember in the last... Bourne film, the last Bourne film, where he meets this lady spy at this park in Washington, D.C. I remember seeing just the pavement of the sidewalk they were walking on was just all torn up. This is our nation's capital, and it's falling into disrepair. Anyway. All right, so we're coming up here on the end of the show, and I've actually run out of things in my talking points to talk about, so I'm just going to ramble on here a little bit. I normally don't talk about TV shows and films, but I have to tell you, I'm a little disappointed with the new season of Westworld. It seems almost lost. in its own way. It doesn't have the sharp focus of season one. And I've seen two episodes now, and it seems stalled. And I remember when I was working on the TV series Lost, we went through this phase where the writers sort of got trapped by the world they'd created. And that's what ultimately led to that final series finale where everybody discovers they've just been dead all along, which we all thought was a cop-out. Okay, we got another caller on the line, Mateus in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I haven't called in for a bit. As you know, I often like to be wildly off topic, and so I was like waiting for a slow news day, but that doesn't look like it's going to happen. So I wanted to just share a little bit of a philosophical positive perspective on everything, if you would indulge me.
Yes.
Okay, so starting off more negative is that I completely give up on politics, personally. I can't imagine how anybody could get all enthusiastic and excited for another election campaign, pretty much in any country. And
yes.
The second point is that we may all be getting blown up soon anyways. Now, I don't think it's going to happen. My instinct is that it's not going to happen. But, you know, if we're just intellectually honest about the situation, our species is close to an extinction-level event. And on another point, you can't solve a problem until you recognize that the problem exists in general.
And yes.
Let's not, I don't mean to offend anybody personally. There's a lot of good people out there. But I don't know why I'm nervous. I'm usually not nervous calling in. I think it's because I feel that this is really important. So if we're honest about it, as a species, this is a failed species situation, what we're looking at here. And I do understand that there is, a rescue attempt going on right now, with your show and other efforts. But it does look like it's not working. And I would like to share a positive spin on even a failed species event. Now, this won't be that interesting to you personally because you don't personally believe in life after death or reincarnation or a Christian version of that. But for the people that do, I just wanted to share an idea. So, philosophically, light is not the absence of dark. Dark is the absence of light, which means that
Yes. Light
has a primary reality. Darkness doesn't really actually have a reality. Darkness is nothing. Light is something. So if the analogy of light being a god or love or an intelligence in the universe, following this logic through, the light, the love, the god is the only primary true reality, and the darkness is actually not even real. It's an illusionary reality. So if that's true, even if we fail as a species here, we don't lose completely on a spiritual perspective, because of the next thing I want to say kind of justifies this, is that light can exist without darkness, but light cannot emerge. Light can only emerge from darkness, meaning if light is everywhere, if love is everywhere, God is everywhere, it can't express itself. It can't go anywhere. It can't do anything.
Okay, Mateus,
yeah.
I'm sorry to cut on you, and we're coming up on a commercial break, and we are actually coming to the end of the show here. I take exception to your idea that we are a failed species. I think what we're seeing is a failure of governmental and economic systems, but that is not something that's predicated on our biology. It's obviously a function of greed and corruption among the politicians. And there have been failed systems before, like ancient Rome, and the humans went on to develop new systems and new civilizations, and I think the human race is going to do exactly the same thing. I know that somewhere down the road, ultimately, humans will become extinct. Something will evolve that will be much smarter, more ruthless, and cleverer than us, and think humans taste just dandy, or could be microbe, or whatever. That extinction is part of the process. But humans have been on this planet in our present form for something like, 100,000 years at least. And we don't even know what civilizations rose and fell before the last great ice age, because all of that evidence would have been scrubbed away. But we're always finding these places like Göbekli Tepe that remind us that humans have been here for a very, very long time. Now, we're at our technological...
It's the nuclear weapons are the problem this time. The nuclear weapons are the problem, unfortunately, this time.
The nuclear weapons are the problem, and we're not going to get rid of them because there's always going to be some government like Israel that wants to cheat the system. I think the only way to guarantee safety is for every nation to have a nuclear weapon. Anyway, listen, Mateus, I'm going to let you go.
Thank you for your time. You gave me a generous amount of time. I appreciate that. And I do agree with your point that we all need to be well-armed, to be well-prepared to avoid that. Thank you very much. Have
okay.
A good,
all right. We'll be back with the last segment of our program. We've got another caller waiting on the line, and I think I just felt another earthquake from the Big Island. So we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Final segment of our program today. We're going to take a phone call from James in Ohio. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
I've mentioned a couple times about the fact that the crony capitalist bankers created socialism as a false resistance, and how we need to take the best parts of the right and the left and construct a new political philosophy. I think we need to be eclectic. Two ideas that I think have merit. Well, one is that we need to have a limit on how much wealth that an individual, a corporation, any kind of entity can acquire, because obviously things have gone off the rails with Jeff Bezos earning $12 billion in one day. It's just unhealthy, and it's contrary to the common good.
When these billionaires will use the money to influence the political system,
right,
either for their own benefit or because their heads are filled with all kinds of this idealistic liberal nonsense, like tends to be the case with Bill Gates.
Yeah, two other things. Although they took it too far, the Soviets, rather than what our consumerist nihilist culture does today, is we buy something new and after a short time throw it away. The Soviets, they didn't throw things away. They rebuilt them until they couldn't be rebuilt anymore. I think that would be,
yes,
that would be very good. Cut down on pollution. And let's see, what was the third thing? The Muslims have one good idea. No lending of money for interest. I mean, can you imagine how much misery and suffering and war would be eliminated if we just cut out that one thing?
Pretty much all of it. Much all of it. And the Muslims, it's a loan plus a fee. You borrow so much money, you pay it back, and then there's a flat fee. It's not compounding interest, which is the debt trap.
Did you know compound interest was known in the Roman Empire and it was banned because it was considered too dishonest?
I'm not surprised at all. And again, the reason the Western Empire fell primarily was they were in so much debt, they were overextended militarily, and the empire fell. And I'm seeing a lot of the same signs here.
Yeah, well, that's all I have for you today. I'll call in tomorrow with the information about the Extendivite. I think you'll really enjoy it. But keep up the good work.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot here. Now, getting back to NBC, they've issued another correction. Now they're saying that Cohen was not wiretapped at all. It's looking like this was somebody's idea of fake news. Chuck Todd got taken in by it. It's caused a big stink. I'm looking at the quake map from down on the Big Island. And remember, I'm on a different island from where all this is taking place. I'm on Oahu. But it's amazing how extensive that quake field is. And I'm going to quake-proof the house. We remember how to do that from living in Southern California. But it looks like something major may happen there. They're not saying it's definitely going to happen, but something's going on. They've already had to close several roads because of large cracks opening up in them. The worst thing that could happen is if a big chunk of that shoreline were to just flop off into the ocean, because that would generate a major tsunami. So we'll keep an eye on it. Like I said, I've got a little homebrew seismograph. I'm going to plug that in and see if I can catch some of these quakes. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and share it with everybody you know. Use email or face-to-face conversations. Facebook and YouTube and Google, they're totally useless now for people who want to know the truth about what's going on in this country. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.